discomposed. What do we call those limpid, flousy flowers that look like someone took notebook paper worn soft from pen pressure, writing and crossing out, writing and crossing out, weeks of heart-knee drafting, then seeing their words also had changed in the way weather does staying weather, continuously forward, away from itself, in an electric storm frenzy shredded it, abandoned it scattered around the bare, unrealized trunk of whatever idea had birthed it, like drought-shocked, not autumn-full, leaves. Before, like words come back to a voice after crying, returning to gather the scraps in a pile, and with their last ink dyeing them a gentle wash of pale blue and gluing them, absent-mindedly now, not inattentive, absent-minded the other way, absent-minded past habit, absent-minded near to the point that someone watching, if anyone were, couldn't say for sure it was a person there doing it and not their body, hove free of the held breath one's name is. Absent-minded, past the point where concentration could matter any more than the pull and swell of tide could to a bird's altitude, into a moment vacant and wide as an insomniac's dawn, the closest thing this world has seen of a halo.